Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on the topic of Eidei Mesira Karsi or Eidei Chasima Karsi, Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Elazar. It says in our sugya, the beginning of Gittin, Man haitana deboi ksiva lishma, or boi chasima lishma. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah who we have to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam, because you require that the ksiva be lishma, and you require that the chasima be lishma? Who requires both the chasima and the chasima to be lishma? E Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is a chasima rav. Chasima boy, ksiva lo boy, only have to chasima lishma, etc. E Rabbi Lazar, ksiva boy, chasima lo boy. Rabbi Lazar holds that because of like sefer krisis is going on the ksiva, not in the chasima. And Mamela, only the ksiva has to be lishma, not the chasima. So which one is it? The Gemara says, Loilam, it's Rebbe Lazar. Bechilo boy, Rebbe Lazar, chasima, hechad aleka edim klal, hechad ika edim, boy. When does Rebbe Lazar say that you don't need chasima lishma when there are no edim at all? Then you don't need chasima. But when there are edim, when there are edim chasima, the chasima has to be lishma. Because Rabbi Abba says that Rabbi Lazar agrees that if it's mezuyif mitocho, if you have eidei chasima that are not lishma, so that's going to be pasul. Mezuyif mitocho is pasul. So mameila, it's Rabbi Lazar, and he requires both, because if you're having already eidei chasima, so it's mezuyif mitocho, and if it's not going to be lishma, so mameila they both have to be lishma, the ksiv and the chasima. There's a machlokas rishonim b'shitas Rebbe Lazar who holds eidei mesira karsi. The Rif holds in Perek HaMegaresh that according to Rebbe Lazar, eidei mesira, according to the Rebbe Lazar, eidei mesira karsi, in addition to eidei chasima. Not only are Eidei Mesira Karsi, but Eidei Chasima are Karsi as well. So when it says that according to Rebbe Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, what it means is that Eidei Mesira also Karsi, Eidei Mesira also work, but Eidei Chasima work as well. So they have both. That's the Shitas HaRif. Shitas HaTosfis, Dafdal Ramad Aleph, Dibra Maschil de Kaimalan, is that according to Rebbe Lazar, Dafka Eidei Mesira Karsi, Eidei Chasima is only necessary for a raya that it was given in front of Eidei Mesira, that Mistama Behechsher Nasa. If you have Eidei Chasima, Mistama was given properly. But really, you don't need Eidei Chasima. It's not the Eidei Chasima, we're just there for a raya. Don't help us with the Etzem HaGet, but just as a raya that the get was given in front of Eidei Mesira. But according to the Rif, Eidei Chasima are also Karsi, just like Eidei Mesira are. So it's a famous Kashin Rishonim, looking at the Ramban in our Sugya, Dibor Maschul E, Rebbe Lazar Ksiva Boy, that he's in the sheet of the Rif, that both Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira are Karsi, according to Rebbe Lazar. And he asks, so then what's the Gemara's kasha that according to Rebbe Lazar, ksiva boi, chasima lo boi, you only require ksiva lishma, you don't require chasima lishma? Why? If you have eidei chasima lechud, if you just have eidei chasima, but also according to Rebbe Lazar, we require chasima lishma as well. That if you would have eidei chasima alone, ask the Ramban, if you have Eidei Chasima alone, Rebbe Lazar would require Chasima and Ksiva Lishma. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That according to Rebbe Lazar, Ksiva Boy, Chasima Lo Boy. No. Talking about where you have Eidei Chasima and you require both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Because there the Eidei Chasima are Kores, even according to Rebbe Lazar. So you require both Bilishma. Answers the Ramban, that since we're talking about where he has to give it in front of two people, because we're talking to get the from the Yidusem, they have to say b'fanei nechtu b'fanei nechtam, and so you have to say in front of two or three people, like the Gemara says. So since there has to be a Mesira Saget, if so, there are Eidei Mesira here, and then you don't need the Eidei Chasim anymore, and because of that, you don't need, according to Rebbe Lazar, the Chasima Lishma. And so answered the Ritva in our sugya in Divra Maschil, E Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar Ksiva, in his first teretz. So we see that the Ramban and the Ritva hold that when there are Eidei Chasima alone, like they held in their Kasha, if they're Eidei Chasima alone, then according to Rebbe Lazar, you require both ksiva lishma and chasima lishma. So we're talking about a case where there are edei mesira. So chasima lishma is not required. But if there are edei chasima alone, if you just have edei chasima, in such an instance, according to Rebbe Lazar, you would require both ksiva lishma and chasima lishma. So if we were talking about edei chasima alone, the Gemara wouldn't have asked the kasha according to Rebbe Lazar. It would have been gevaldik that be'emes you require ksiva and chasima lishma. And the whole kash of the Gemara is, because here we're talking about a case where there are Edei Mesira, then we don't need Edei Chasima. And because you don't need Edei Chasima, we only need Ksiva Lishma. But if you would have Edei Chasima alone, then you would have Chasima, Edei Chasima, and Edei Ksiva. You need both the Chasima and Ksiva Lishma. Thus is the Ersh, the Teretz, in the Ritve, on Oich, the Ramban, hat geschreibt azoi. Aber there is noch a teretz shteiten ritve in the name of Ri HaLevi ben Ochiv shel Hara'a. The Ra'a had a brother, that brother had a son, and his name was Ri HaLevi. And he answers that when a person is megaresh be'edei chasima alone, we require only chasima lishma, and ksiva lishma is not required, even according to Rebbe Lazar. And that's why we can't talk about an instance where there are only Edei Chasima, because if there are only Edei Chasima, then we wouldn't require Ksiva Lishma. So now we have to understand the Geder of this Machlokas, that according to the Ramban and the Ritva and the first Teretz, when there are Edei Chasima alone, we require, according to Rebbe Lazar, both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma. But according to the Ri HaLevi, when there are Edei Chasima alone, we require only Chasima Lishma. But ksiva lishma is not necessary, even according to Rebbe Lazar. What is the shorash hamachlokas? So Hagon Rebbe Abba Berman, who was affectionately known in the Olam Yeshivas as Einstein, he was that much of a genius. So he writes in his Shiur Mangitin in Simon Beis, Shiur Beis, as follows: that the machlokas between the Ramban with Ri HaLevi is totally the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashbam that we saw in the previous shir. That the Ramban is l'shitaso, that according to Rebbe Lazar, the etzem hashtar is what? I hope you heard the previous shir. Is the koach of the Baal Dovar, of the husband. And according to this, even if they're Edei Chasima alone, the etzem hashtar is always the ksiva, because that's where the Baal Din is machnas his koach to be megarisher in the ksiva saget. And therefore the Ramban holds that we always require ksiva lishma even if the Edei Chasima alone, because v'kosav la refers to the etzem hashtar, in other words the ksiva, which is the etzem hashtar. But the Ri HaLevi is b'shitas harashbam that we saw in the previous shir, that even according to Rebbe Lazar, the etzem hashtar is the inyan ha'edus. Just the Edei Mesira are the Edus of the Shtar, and it's as if the Edus, Edim on the Mesira, were signed onto the Shtar. And the Lashitas Harif, that according to Rebbe Lazar, even Edei Mesira Karsi, but Edei Chasima also is effective. The union of the Edus of the Shtar can be other Edei Chasima, other Edei Mesira, could be one or the other. Now it's Pashut that the makom ha'edus of the edus ha'chasima is in the chasima, nachon? And according to that, if you have edei chasima, what's the etzem hashtar going to be? The chasima, which is the inyan of the edus of the shtar. But the ksiva, which is not edus of the shtar, is not me etzem hashtar. If you hold edei chasima, if you hold that Edei Chasima, like the Rif, is also effective, then what does that mean? If you're going with the Shita of the Rashbam, that it's the Edus Shebishtar that is Kores, so the Edus Shebishtar can be the Edei Chasima, or it could be the Edei Mesira. Now, what's the Edus in the Shtar? Pashit, it's the Chasima. So, the Edei Chasima, the Etzem Ashtar, is the chasima. if they're Eidei Chasima, that's going to be the Eidus of the Shtar. But the Ksiva, which is not an Inyan of Eidus of Shtar, is not Me'etzem HaShtar. Only the Eidei Chasima. That's the Eidus of the Shtar. The Rashbam, Bava Basra, Daf Kufayim Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschalag Yosin Hashayni Hasam, Shiu Eidei Mesira B'makom Eidei Chasima, Hilkach Kevin Rebbe Lozer Eidei Mesira Karsi, Kilu Nechtu B'Besoch Hashtar Dami. It's as if the Eidei Mesira are like they're signing the Shtar. In other words, the Eidei Mesira are Mamish Ke Eidei Chasima the Reb Meir. It's like they're signed onto the Shtar. So since according to Reb Meir, the Eidei Chasima make the Shtar, they're the Iker Shtar. Like Rashi writes, Iker Shtar Zoi Chasima. So Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar, they're the ones making the Shtar. That they're the Iker Shtar. So if you have Eidei Chasima, since they are the Iker Shtar, the Eidus on the Shtar is the Iker Shtar, that's what's Kores. The Eidei Chasima. And if you have Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira are the Shtar. Because the Shtar is Kores. So that's what we explained in the previous year. That Eidei Mesira Karsi, it's the Eidim that are Kores. So it's like this. If you just have Eidei Chasima, this is all B'shitas Ria Levi, B'shitas HaRashbam. If you have Eidei Chasima, that's the Etzem, that's the Eidus on the Shtar. So since that's the Eidus on the Shtar, Memela, all you need is Eidei Chasima. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, what's the Eidus of the Shtar? The Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Mesira. And therefore, if it's Eidei Mesira, then what are you going to need Lishma? Just the Ksiva. So if you just have Eidei Chasima, you only need Chasima Lishma, because that's the Etzem Ashtar. But Kasav La Lishma is referring to the Chasima. But Ksiva, which isn't the Etzem Ashtar, doesn't require Lishma. But if you have Eidei Mesira, the Makom HaEidus is where? Where's the Makom HaEidus? The Ksiva. The Kasav La. That's the Chefts of Eidus of the Eidei Mesira. They're being made on what's written. And then you require Ksiva Lishma, because that's what Vakasavla is referring to. Because then the Ksiva is the Etzem Ashtar, like we explained in the previous shir. So now we understand B'siyata D'Shmaya D'Machlokes between the Ria Levi and the Ramban. Ramban holds that it's the Baal Dover who's... The Etzem Ashtar is the Baal Dover, according to Rebbe Lozer. And therefore, even if you have Eidei Chasima alone, the Etzem Ashtar remains the Ksiva. Because that's where the Baal Din puts his koach in. So memela, even if you just have Eidei Chasima, but the Ksiva still has to be Lishma, because that's where the Baal Dover is putting in his koach. Of course, the only Eidim you have, you only have Eidei Chasima. So the Eidei Chasima also have to be Lishma. But when it says V'kasav La, that's referring to the Etzem Ashtar, and that is, even if you just have Eidei Chasima, the Etzem Ashtar is the Koach of the Baal Din. The Koach of the Baal Din is in the Ksiva. And the Mela, if you just have Eidei Chasima, The ksiva definitely has to be lishma, and the chasima also has to be lishma. The ksiva, because that's the etzem ashtar, and the chasima, because this is the only edim you have. But according to the Ri'al Levi, no. The etzem ashtar is the edus. So if you have edei chasima, they're the edim. And if you have edei mesira, then they're the edim. So if you have edei chasima, then the chasima has to be. The chasima has to be lishma, because it's the edus that's kores. But you don't need ksiva lishma. It's not the koach of the baal dover, it's the koach of the edus, which is the chasima. And just if you don't have edei chasima, then edei mesira. Because that's the edus that's kores. Now there's another machlokas rishonim. The Ramban, we learned earlier, the Ritva and his first heritage, they hold that it's pashut, that if you just have Eidei Chasima, according to Rebbe Lazar, you require Chasima Lishma. If you just have Eidei Chasima, it's pashut to them that you require Eidei Chasima. However, the Ritva answered another kasha, another teretz, and he writes, "Vinami yesh lomer dachi kamer I Rebbe Lazar ksiva boy chasima lo boy. The kev Rebbe Lazar eidem mesira karesi beidem chasima lo boy. Dav shel garish beidem mesira belo eidem chasima. V'kasev lo adam akra lo amr el beksiva lochut shehima akev. Avelo achasima v'afili hu megarish beidem chasima kevan." The Efshur the Garish below Chasima, the Loik Pida, Torah Ela B'Davar Ma'akev the Hainuk Siva. So this is what it means, says the Ritva. That if we're going to follow Rebbe Lazar, we only require Ksiva L'Shema not Chasima. That since, according to Rebbe Lazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi, Eidei Chasima are not necessary. Why? Because you could be Megarish, the Eidei Mesira, without Eidei Chasima. And the Kasav law that it says in the Torah is only talking about a Ksiva that is Ma'akev, but not Ana Chasima. And even if he's Megarish, the Eidei Chasima, since you could be Megarish without Chasima, because the Torah was only Makbid on a Dover HaMa'akev like Siva Olefizeh Ki Amar Lekaman Le'olam Rebbe Lazar Hi Ahadur Lei Delav Kesal Kadaitach Kekosal Kadaitach Deat Torah Lo Akpide Al Al Ksiva HaMa'akev Esvol Chasima Dehani Mili Hecha Delesa Aval Hecha Di Isay ומגרש בידי חסימה, בינן חסימה לשמה, שהתור הקפידה כל כסיבה שבגט, הקפידה שיהיה לשמה, כמדי לכסיבה כסריחי. דהו מגרש בהו, וכיוון דקיין, אפילו כי לא מגרש אלא בידי מסירה. בינן שתי חסימה לשמה, מדרבי אבא, משום דעשי לסמוך עליהם, כשיגרש בידי חסימה. And according to this, when it says La'olam Rebbe Lazar, now the Gemara is changing its mind. That in the Hava Mina, the Gemara thought that even if you have Eidei Chasima alone, you don't require Chasima Lishma according to Rebbe Lazar. Why? Because you could do with Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima. So therefore, the Torah was only Makbid on Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira Lishma. But not Eidei Chasima. Only Ksiva that's Ma'akev B'cholof in the Torah is Makbid, that it should be Lishma. And then in the Maskana, the Gemara changed its mind. When you have Eidei Chasima, we require, once they're already in, they require that they be Lishma. So we have to understand what the machlokas here is. Why in the Havamina, in the Gemara's Kasha, according to the Ritva, in the Gemara's Kasha, Eidei Chasima alone don't require Chasima Lishma. Only Ksiva has to be Lishma, but not Chasima. Since you could do with Eidei Mesir alone without Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima don't have to be Lishma. That's all according to the Ritva in the second Teretz. But according to Ritva in his first Teretz, and according to the Ramban, no. It's Pashat, that if you have Eidei Chasima alone, according to Rebbe Lazar, you do require Chasima Lishma. Right, as we saw before, that if you have Eidei Chasima alone, they were thinking in the Kasha, if you have Eidei Chasima alone, then you require both, Chasima and Ksiva Lishma. But the Ritva says in his second Teretz, no. That if you have Eidei Chasima alone, then you don't need Chasima Lishma. So what's the machlokas here? Whether, if you have Eidei Chasima alone, you need the Chasima Lishma or not. So Rabbi Abba says, first he has one Teretz that he rejects, and then he says the explanation is as follows, that both according to the Ramban and the Ritva, in this Teretz, the Etzem Inyan of the Shtar, according to Rabbi Lazar, is the Koach of the Baal Dover. Whether it's Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima, it's always the Baal Dover. That's the Inyan of the Shtar, the Koach of the Baal Dover and the Shtar that's Megarish. But the Machlokas is totally in the following, that according to the Ramban, the Eidei Mesira, the Baal Din, is Machnis, is Koach B'Shtar, by giving it to the woman in the presence of Eidim. By Eidei Chasima, the Eidim that sign based on the command of the Baal Dover are Machnis, the Koach of the Baal Dover, into the Shtar, and that's how it becomes a Chefetz of a Shtar. And so again, their Eidei, if it's Eidei Mesira, then the Baal Dover puts his Koach into the Shtar by giving it in front of Eidim. If it's Eidei Chasima, the Eidim, through the signing of the Eidim, the Koach of the Baal Dover, is put into the Shtar. That's how it becomes the Chefetz of the Shtar. And because of this, the Ramban holds that it's Pashut, that the Eidei Chasima, you require Chasima Lishma. Since it's the Chasima of the Eidim that puts the Koach of the Baal Dover into the Shtar. So that's part and parcel of the Etzem HaShtar. So the Etzem HaShtar Mamish is the Ksiva, because that's the Koach of the Baal Dover, and that's why the Ksiva has to be Lishma, according to Rebbe Lazar. But in addition, the Chasima is also, the Chasima is also part of the Shtar, the Etzem HaShtar, because through this Chasima, if Eidei Chasima, if you have Eidei Chasima alone, then with their Chasima, they are Machnis, the Koach of the Baal Dover, into the Shtar. And the Pasuk of the Kosav Law is referring to the Chosmim as well, that also has to be Lishma. Because when you have an instance where the you have Eidei Chasima, even according to Rebbe Lazar, it's the Chosmim that are Machnis, the Koach of the Baal Dover, into the Shtar, and therefore their Chasima has to be Lishma. Masha'en can, according to the Ritva, in his second Teretz, he holds that just like the Eidei Mesira, the Baal Din himself is Machnis his Koach into the Shtar. How does he do that? By giving it in front of Eidim. He's Machnis his Koach into the Shtar. so too be'edei chasima, the Baal Din himself is machnis his koach into the shtar, that through the chasima se'edim b'tzivuyav, because the edim signed based on his behest, at his behest, with that the Baal Din is putting his koach into the shtar, and the edim with their chasima is just a means how the Baal Din is machnis his koach into the shtar. And since that's the case, in the Havamina they held that we don't require chasima lishma, since the chasima is only a means how the Baal Dover should put his koach into the shtar. The chasima is not part of the etzem shtar, and it should, and it doesn't have to be lishma. And that's what the Ritva says, that since the chasima is not ma'ake, because you can do with Eidei Mesira, we don't require chasima lishma. Because from the fact that the chasima is not ma'akev, we see that the chasima is not part of the etzem hashtar, because the etzem hashtar is always the ksiva, which is ma'akev. There's the koach of the Baal Dover, because the etzem hashtar is always the same, and because of that we don't require chasima lishma. And the maskana, we say no, that even though the chasima is just a hechitimtzi, how the Baal Dover puts his koach into the shtar, since so, if you need the Eidei Chasima, it's included in the shtar, and therefore, Vakasav Law is referring to that as well, and you need both. Right, he's Modif, it's Mezuyah from Socho, so you end the, you need to have the Eidei Chasima Lishma. But in the Havamina, the Eidei Chasima didn't have to be Lishma. Why? Because what's the giving the koach to the shtar? The Baal Dover, the Edim are just a means. They're just an emtzai. But who's really whose koach is in the shtar? They're putting the Baal Din's koach in the shtar. According to the Ramban and the Ritva in his first teretz, no. If the Edim is chasima, are, if you have Edei chasima alone, then it's them. They are putting their koach in the shtar. They are machnis the koach of the Baal Dover into the shtar, and that's how it becomes a chefs of a shtar, because their chasima is machnis the koach of the Baal Dover into the shtar. So they're part of the etzem shtar. But the Ritva holds no, it's the Baal Din who's machnis koach of the shtar. How does he do it? The Edim, they're just often ba'alma ech shabal din machnis is kochol ishtar. But he's the one who's actually doing it. Hurak, like they say in modern Hebrew, tofes alehem shrimp. But they're not considered part of the shtar. They're just, according to the Ramban, according to the Ritva, they're just a means for him to put his koach in the shtar. But they're not part of the shtar. But according to the Ramban, no, they're actually part of the shtar. If they're signing, since it's through their koach that the Baal Din goes into the shtar, they become part of the etzem shtar. So it comes out that the etzem machlokas is, are the Eidei Chasima part of the etzem shtar? L'kuli alma, they're putting the koach of the Baal Din into the shtar. But the question is, are they etzem shtar? So according to the Ramban, they are etzem shtar. Since with their koach, their machnis, the koach of the Baal Din, the toch shtar, they're the etzem shtar. Again, the etzem shtar is also the ksiva, because there's the koach of the Baal Dover. But the Edim with their chasima are machnitz the koach of the Baal Din into the shtar. And Mimela, they're considered part of parcel of the shtar, so you need Eidei chasima to be lishma. Mashenken, according to the Ritva, just like by Eidei Mesira, the Baal Din alone is machnitz his koach into the shtar. So to be Eidei chasima, it's the Baal Din himself who's machnitz his koach lishtar. When they sign, he's machnitz his koach into the shtar. That's how he does it. According to the Ramban, it's the Edim who are machnis the koach of the Baal Din into the shtar. According to the Ritva in the second Teretz, it's the Baal Din who's machnis his koach into the shtar. How does he do it when they sign? He's machnis his koach into the shtar. According to the Ramban in the Ritva in his first Teretz, they are machnis his koach into the shtar. Now when we Adim sign, he's machnis his koach into the shtar. When the Adim sign, they're machnis his koach into the shtar. Memela, they're part and parcel of the shtar. But if when the Adim sign, he's machnis his koach into the shtar, they're not part of the shtar, and therefore you don't need their chasima to be lishma. So that is a mahalach in this sugya, very, very deep sugya, of Eidei chasima karsi and Eidei, or Eidei mesira karsi. And obviously, there's so much to say on this, loads and loads and loads of Torah. But Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, we've tasted some of the sweetness of Shiurei Rabbi Abba, and that we should be zochah to continue. Lilmodu l'lamed lishma v'lasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmu taras v'bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.